Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like that Chicago song. That's rocking and rolling right there, folks. Welcome back. 23 after. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I've got lots of things you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter, check out the blog, check out the poll question. We have a different question every week that we ask. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to check out the brand new video we put up, we posted this week. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk about fortunate, people who are fortunate. The president uses this word a lot. Mr. Obama uses this word a lot. He and I have a different definition of fortunate. America is, you and I are fortunate. If you live in America, you're fortunate. And here's why. You're fortunate because you live in a country that invented liberty from the standpoint to the level that we have it. That created the greatest document, one of the top two or three documents in the history of mankind, the U.S. Constitution, that where liberty and the rule of law were allowed to flourish. And from those two things, from liberty and from the rule of law, emerged free market capitalism. Think about that. How could we possibly have the free market capitalism that we have in America today, that this country was built on, I should say, more accurately, if we didn't have liberty and the rule of law? Liberty meaning the freedom to do, to start a business or not, to become employed or not, and the rule of law meaning to have contracts that can be enforced among people, among businesses. Those two things, liberty and rule of law, we are fortunate as Americans to have those things. But America is not fortunate. America itself is not fortunate. America was earned. America is successful because it was earned by the desire and the passion and the conviction and the commitment and even the lives of how many, ladies and gentlemen, think about it, all the way back, how many people risked their lives and gave their lives, risked their fortune and lost their fortunes? How many people's shoulders do you and I stand on? Those people were committed, they were risk takers, they were entrepreneurs on many levels. In many walks of life, they were entrepreneurs. They were willing to risk their own capital for whatever might happen. Those people were successful in creating the United States of America. You and I stand on their shoulders. Regardless of what we do in our lives, if we're Americans, we stand on their shoulders. We are fortunate to be Americans. But if we've earned anything, if we've created anything from those blessings, if we've created anything from the ability, from the fact that we are simply Americans, we were born in America, we became Americans, that's what's fortunate. But what we create from that blessing is not fortune. It's not fortunate. My business that I started from absolutely nothing. Your business that you probably started the same way. If you're successful, if you're still in business, it doesn't matter whether you make a lot of money or you don't. But it's one of the things you're trying to do is find some kind of financial success. Why else would you be in business? That's one of the goals. If you're successful in that business and if you make some money, you are not fortunate. And this is where I differ from President Obama. He thinks that you and I are fortunate. He calls us fortunate. I think he and I are fortunate to be Americans. We stand on other people's shoulders and who bequeath this wonderful country to us. We're fortunate to be here on this continent, in this country. But that's not how he should think about us. He should think about us as being successful. Because we made some of us. Some people, some Americans, all Americans have the ability to find success in America because we have liberty and the rule of law. We were given those things by other people, and that made us fortunate. But then when we turn that into something successful, that wasn't fortune. That was hard work. That was risks. That was taking advantage of the blessings that we have, the free market economy, and turned into something. The education process, all of that. That's why, President Obama, I don't think I'm fortunate any more than you're fortunate or any American is fortunate. We're all fortunate to be Americans. What you make of that is success, and that's different from fortune. 29 after, I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.